The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
On the line now is the CEO of Space Talk, Mark Fortunato. Thank you very much for being on the program, Mark.
Good morning, Mitchell. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolute pleasure. You've been having a look at how this new phone ban is working in schools because the new school year has started and it's kind of 1 week in, and students in Victoria haven't been allowed to bring their phone to school. I'm not a parent, but as an ex-student, I think that's a great idea because phones can really be a source of distraction. What do you think?
Well, they certainly can be a source of distraction. And not only that, they can be dangerous. Our survey showed that parents are concerned, very concerned about giving their kids a smartphone for online bullying because non-desirable people can access their children, physical bullying, and the possibility that their child sends or receives inappropriate text. But on the flip side of that, parents of primary school age kids, who are mainly millennials now, they're used to being in contact instantly with anyone. That's the way they've grown up. And they do want regular contact with their child, including when they're at school, for three reasons. To know that they're safe, to let them know of any change in plans, like pickup, running late and so forth, and just an update on how they're going. Sometimes kids forget their lunch, they forget their lunch money, they may not be feeling well, just to be able to keep in touch.
And grandparents that are listening to this program now would say, well, back in my day, I didn't need to call my kid while they're at school to make sure they were safe. So why do you think this new millennial generation, of which I'm a part, needs to be in that constant contact with their kids?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mitchell. That's probably not one for me to answer. I think we all have to recognise that we live in a very different world now. Our grandparents didn't grow up with mobile phones. They didn't grow up with social media. Didn't grow up with messaging. Things are different now. It's a different world. But the good thing about Space Talk, which is our all-in-one mobile phone and watch, it's been designed specifically for kids for the ages of 5 to 12. It's the only smartwatch phone developed and designed specifically in Australia. It has a number of very key features. It has no access to the open internet, apps or social media. It's got no camera, and it's got no ability for unknown persons to contact the child or for the child to contact anyone that the parent has not set up to the parent-controlled app. So it's been really designed very much with schools in mind. And it's got this thing called school mode, which means parents control what the child can see or do on their phone remotely whenever they are or where they are, where they choose.
So is it a smartwatch or is it a smartphone, this Space Talk?
It's both. It's a smartphone built into a smartwatch. So it's a fully functioning phone, but on a watch.
So in Victoria, as you know, we've got a ban on smartphones and phones in schools. Are smartwatches still allowed?
It's a grey area. It hasn't been defined with the school policies. But interestingly, our survey showed was that 72% of parents are in support of their kids having a phone on a watch, as long as it's got school mode, so it's all locked down, so it doesn't interrupt kids during school time, and has those other features I mentioned. So no access to the internet apps or social media, no camera, and for no ability for unknown persons to contact the child.
And the concern of parents is, of course, that there's no oversight if you just give them a regular smartphone. You can't actually see what they're doing on it, and you can't see what messages they're sending and what they're potentially sharing to social media. So that's why such a product would appeal to parents, is because it's locked down, but also there's that parental oversight in terms of what's going on.
Absolutely, Mitchell. And kids have been wearing wristwatches to school for decades and decades, and that's all this is. It's just a wristwatch during school time, when it goes into school mode. But out of school mode, it becomes a safe, responsible mobile phone for parents and families to stay connected and keep safe.
What's the feeling like from the kids, though, that get these products when they're perhaps expecting to get a full-on smartphone? Have you had that sort of response where, you know, they want to have a camera and all these extra features and the parents are saying, no, you know, you're only getting this lockdown device?
Yes, that happens. That does happen. But it's really it's just irresponsible and unsafe for a young child. And keep in mind, Facebook is for children between the ages of 5 to 12.
Mm.
So it's just really, you know, it's not safe to give, you know, a 5 or 6 year old a fully open smartphone. And once the child understands that, but they're not going to get that. And the next best thing is a very cool smartwatch phone. You know, they're okay with it. They love it, absolutely love it. From the kid's point of view, it's got a step counter, so they can see how active they are, they can share that information with their mates. You know, it's a fun, cool device. And then when they're ready, you know, around about the ages of 12, 11, maybe 13, they just upgrade up to a smartphone.
Do you know how widespread the practice is of parents giving smartphones with no restrictions on them whatsoever to kids aged between 5 and 12? Do a lot of parents do that in your experience?
Yes. Unfortunately, it's a lot higher than one would have thought. Let me just grab the data here. So what we found is that, where are we here? They're saying that, where are we here? Around about a 33% of children in that age group already have smartphones.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty high, unfortunately.
That's interesting. And parents seem to be aware of what the concerns are with cyberbullying, because sometimes they say the kids are one or two steps ahead of the parents in terms of understanding social media. But I guess when you've got millennial parents, they're perhaps a little bit more up with technology, having grown up with it themselves. And parents, according to your research, identified Instagram, Facebook and Snapchat as being the worst enablers of cyberbullying.
Yes. Certainly, millennial parents are very experienced with social media. They grew up with it. By and large, they're very savvy. They know how to use it, how not to use it. And, of course, they know the consequences of when it's used inappropriately or the bullying appalling behavior that can go on social media platforms. And they want to protect their kids from that, and rightly so. You know, as parents keep telling us, you know, their biggest concern is, number one, online bullying, and then undesirable people contacting the children and sending and receiving inappropriate texts. It can be very nasty.
Well, thanks for being on the program. An interesting conversation around this issue, and just, we'll see how it plays out as school continues on with this new phone ban here in Victoria.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, Mitch.
Good on you. Thank you. Space Talk CEO Mark Fortunato. So his product makes something that's more locked down that you can give to kids between 5 and 12. But I was staggered if that's correct. 33% of kids aged between 5 and 12 are getting a full-on smartphone, and that presumably means with full internet access, not restricted in any way. That would be quite concerning. And also, do kids that age need to have a camera, knowing that that is sometimes misused, particularly in the areas around cyberbullying?
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.